Hello, everybody, and welcome back to yet another episode of On the Road with That Wisconsin Couple, episode number 46. As always, I am Hayden.
And I'm Julia.
And today we are taking you to Buffalo County, where we are going to talk about Fountain City and Trempealeau.
Well, Trempealeau's in Trempealeau County.
Trempealeau is in Trempealeau County.
But Fountain City is in Buffalo County.
Gotcha. So we'll go from Buffalo County to Trempealeau County. And as always, Julia, hit him with a fun fact.
So my fun fact is that in Fountain City, there's rock in the house. Don't confuse it with Spring Green's House on the Rock. Rock in the house is quite literally a 55-ton boulder that rolled down the bluff and crashed straight into the Anderson family's home. And when it all like settled, there was like this disc-shaped, kind of looks like a UFO, like a disc-shaped rock where their master bedroom was. So the rock is still there. It used to be like a tourist attraction where you could like pay like, I think it was like $2, and like you just walked up and looked at the rock in the house. It was like self-guided, like you didn't have to, like there wasn't like, you know, it was just like you park and you look. It has since closed, but like the house and the rock are still there. I drove right by it and I started laughing because when I was in college, we did a road trip. Like, I don't know if we were going to Winona or north of Winona or where we were going, but we stopped there. And I was just like, we just paid $2 to see this rock. So it's kind of funny because it's weird. Like this, and it happened in 1995, and like the rock is still there and it's massive.
Yeah, well, yeah. What is the building like still like preserved around it, or is the building just like getting nature?
It is kind of like being taken over by nature, but like it honestly makes the appeal cooler. I mean, I obviously didn't go in it this time, but I was like, that was like maybe seven, how long have we been together? It's like 8 or 9 years ago that I saw it the last time. So it's obviously changed some, but I was just laughing because I like saw the sign and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to stop again and take a picture for the blog. And I couldn't stop because it wasn't open. I was just laughing because the signs are still up. But so yeah, I just find that to be quite a funny, fun fact.
That certainly falls under the category of fun fact. I like that's so, pretty good.
Yeah, I was just like actually giggling. So I drove up there, but Fountain City and Trempealeau are very close together, but in separate counties. Both are beautiful. It takes us about 2 hours and 5 minutes to get up to Fountain City, 134 miles. Trempealeau is a little bit closer, but I just decided to go the distance on this one. When were we there last?
We were there summer 2021. We went camping with my parents. Yeah, we went camping with my parents.
And I was just there.
Then you did the day trip on 23rd.
Yeah, just this past Saturday. I was just up there. So, yeah, I'm really excited to talk about this because I haven't really told you about my day trip yet because
saving it for this. I like it. Well, if you're having trouble finding Buffalo County or Trempealeau County, we have a great solution for you.
Do we?
Yeah. We have Google Maps that you can purchase for a one-time fee. Keep it forever. Every single week, it gains new pins about everything that we talk about on this podcast. I mean, come on, an ever-growing map that you only have to buy once? It's a no-brainer.
It's pretty cool. It's a great way to support us, and we're super thankful for all of you who have purchased it and all of you who will purchase it. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, guys. All right, well, without further ado, let's get into this bad boy, huh?
Okay, let's start with your trip to Trempealeau. So this was kind of a day trip from where we were camping. We were camping in La Crosse at Pettibone. If you're familiar with La Crosse, it is a great camping option. It's in the backwaters of the Mississippi River. It's right over the Big Blue Bridge, walkable to downtown La Crosse.
Gets a little bug.
It does, but they also have on-site bar, which is kind of fun. It's relatively affordable. Really liked Pettibone and La Crosse. But then we were camping in La Crosse and kind of talking to Hayden's mom, wanted to go hiking. And I was like, actually, there's a state park I've been wanting to check out. We day tripped up to Trempealeau and went to Trempealeau State Park or Perot State Park, excuse me. And if I'm saying that wrong, I apologize. But I think it's pronounced Perot State Park. It is beautiful. And it is like right on the Mississippi River. We hiked up Brady's Bluff Trail and we went up on like Brady's East. So the side closer to like the park headquarters or like park office.
Mm-hmm.
And where we went up, it was like a gradual but steep up.
It was steep.
It's single file, like narrow trails, and you're like quite literally at the edge of the bluff. When you come down the west side, I would recommend this route. I would recommend going up on the east because when you go down on the west, it's very narrow, rocky steps. So I guess if you prefer going up steps, that's fine. But we went down that way, and I think that was our group's preference for sure, just because it was so narrow. And then on the way up, you got to like see the beautiful view on the way up. And then on the way down, you got to see the beautiful rock, like the sandstone bluffs. And like, look, you still got some views in Mississippi, but it was much more you had to focus going down that. And it's narrow and steep, and it's like rocky stairs, kind of like Devil's Lake on the South Shore. If you go up those spot, like
Devil's Doorway.
Yeah. So just like, if that's not your jam, this hike isn't for you.
Careful, like if it's like wet out or anything, or, you know, doing it early in the morning or something and it's dewy, like it could be slippery.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful climb. Mm. Absolutely loved it. And
my parents are in their 60s. They did it. So.
Yeah. Yep. And like you said, the way down, like you said, depends on if you want to go upstairs or downstairs. We chose to go down just because it's so narrow and windy. I don't know which way is better, honestly. It's just our preference is to go downstairs, not up them.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that is, and then we took back to our car the Riverview Trail, which is like on the water level along the trail, like the trails along the water. Beautiful as well. But I loved that loop. It's challenging. It's beautiful and stunning. Stunning area.
Yeah, it was cool. It was nice when you got to it was a cool view from the top looking over at the backwaters of the Mississippi. It was sweet.
Yeah, good photo op.
Yeah. It is steep though, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah. And narrow. Like it's hard to pass people going down those stairs.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend.
And we didn't have the dogs with us on this camping trip, so like that would be extra challenging, try to like move the dog over to let people pass because it's so narrow.
For sure.
But after our hike, we went to check out Eckers Apple Orchard. Just a heads up, there's no dogs allowed at this apple orchard for safety reasons because they're growing food. But this is a cool place. It's beautiful for one, and they have like a little farm store. Hayden's mom bought some apples, but they have like a tap room, like outside, like a beer garden per se. And it's called Hog's Back Brew Farm. And we all got a beer and kind of sat and hung out, but there was a lot of bees.
There was like a beehive right in the edge of the woods.
Yeah, there was a beehive. And then also like the bees are good to like pollinate the apples, but it was like
annoying.
Kind of annoying. I don't know if that's a word I would use.
Inconvenient.
Yeah, like they weren't landing on us, but like they were like just heavily around. So it kind of made me nervous.
Yeah.
It's maybe a better word. So, but really cool spot. Just grab a beer, hang out. Beautiful property.
They had like bags set up.
Yeah.
You know, it was a cool outdoor space.
Yeah. So don't let like apple orchard. It's not just an apple orchard. It's like definitely a chill place. I would go back for sure.
Next was El Morro Vineyard.
Yes.
I don't remember this one off the top of my head. I'm sure once you say something about it, I'll remember it.
We just talked about it not that long ago. So this is also like in the beautiful bluffs, like those beautiful bluffs. I like literally, I'll talk about that when we get to the next to Fountain City, but it's like tucked in the bluffs. Perot State Park is very close to El Morro and it's like in the beautiful bluffs. They have this big vineyard, a like nice covered patio, a stone patio, and then like picnic tables in the grass. And we sat in the grass right along the grapes and we got like a snack plate and they had like,
oh yeah, yeah, okay.
They were serving some like tap beers outside, which was really convenient. They had a food truck going on.
There was live music?
Yep. And it's just like a really like cool place to hang out. We were there on like a very like hot, humid day. Everybody was sitting outside. Again, like big grassy area and you can like sit right along the grapes, which is cool. So good wine. And they had like pseudo soup and stuff that you and your dad were drinking. So they had beer choices for the guys that didn't want wine. Again, it was really hot. So like, no, I didn't blame you for not wanting wine. But then we just got like a cheese board from them and it was really good. And then we made our way to Wing Haven Pizza Farm. This was our first pizza farm experience. Actually, I think it's my only pizza farm experience. Have we done this anywhere else?
Well, what's their name out on 33? Didn't they have like a pizza night at their
farm? Oh, Gavin Farms. Okay,
Gavin.
yes. So I guess, yeah, not my only one, but Pizza Farms.
But that's like, it seems like they do this all the
Yeah.
time. Like,
And
this is like a
what they
functioning
do.
restaurant.
Yeah.
They host like dinners every now and
Yeah.
then.
Good point. So Winghaven Pizza Farm is really cool. It is like, we were driving there and we were just like driving through some farm fields. And Hayden's mom was like, "Where are you taking us?" And I was like,
Yeah,
"You know, I don't
it is
know."
out there. Yeah, I've never been here before, but
I mean, I hope, like, and like, it was like, fingers crossed they're open. Like, what if they, like, it's just like I did miss something on Facebook or something,
right.
but it was a really cool experience. Pizza farms, I feel like, are becoming more popular. There's quite a few up there in the Mississippi River valleys that have like these cool farms. And then there's also a really famous one in East Troy, Wisconsin. But this one, Winghaven, is again kind of like out there. And then it's like this beautiful rustic barn where they quite literally, you order at the window, you get your drinks, and then you go find a spot. There was a lot of people who brought their own like bag chairs, and then there was a bunch of picnic tables, and you just kind of sit and hang out. There was a one man band playing. There was, we played euchre. We were just kind of like hanging out,
The
really.
one man band, that guy.
And yeah, so we played euchre, just hung out, and then our pizza came. We got two pizzas, crushed them. They were really
Yeah.
good, and we had been kind of out and about and hot and sweaty all day, so we were really hungry, and it was really good. I would definitely go back there. It's thin crust and just yummy.
It's like wood fire pizza.
Yeah, wood fire pizza. Yeah,
It's really good.
really
Light,
good.
light and delicious.
So if you're ever like up in going to Perot State Park, I would check to see if Winghaven's open. I think it's only like a weekend thing, limited days. Obviously seasonal, only in the summer, but super delicious, and they are dog friendly.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Where we haven't been yet that we are looking to go, Trempealeau National Wildlife Refuge.
Yeah, I heard there's some good hiking there.
I'm sure that would make sense. Sullivan's Supper Club. I haven't heard anything about this place.
So
I
this
don't really know if you've mentioned it to me at least.
we
Probably, but
we drove by it. The reason I added it to the bucket list, you know how I have that place where I, so on the bucket list, my note was drove by with the Silvers, super busy. So when we
okay.
left Perot or the winery or something, we must have driven by it and it was busy. And I was like, well, if it's busy, that's a good sign. So I added it to the list. The other one I want to go to is right in downtown Trempealeau as well. It's the Trempealeau Hotel and Restaurant.
Did we drive by that on the way?
Yeah, it's like right by the park entrance, like in the town, like right on the, like really close to the water. But you like order, it's apparently like you order at the bar and you then like pay and then you go sit down kind of thing, like old school that way.
Like Culver's.
Yeah, that style, but not modern. And the menu changes like daily, basically. Like they're kind
Interesting.
of ever changing it with what's in season and what they're getting locally and all the things. Would love to try it.
Sure.
It's been on my list for
So is it
so
a
long.
hotel too? It
There's
is.
also a hotel,
Just
yeah.
like a small like B&B hotel style.
Yeah, but this is on, since that road trip where I saw the rock in the house,
Oh yeah.
that this has been on there since then, because we drove by and tried to eat there, but it was like so busy and popular that like there wasn't room for us, and it was like a hot summer day. So obviously it must be a really cool place if all those people are there. So, or there's just not that many places to eat in Trempealeau, because both of those
Well,
places were on my
Trempealeau
list.
is not exactly a gigantic place. All right, let's move on to Fountain City. Have I been here?
I don't think so.
I don't think I have either. None of it, reading the our little guide notes,
Our outline.
none of this sounds familiar.
This
Like,
is basically the day trip I did. So,
not the one where I'm like, not the unfamiliar where like, oh, once you say something, I'll remember it. Like, none of it.
well, this was basically my day trip. So, I don't think you've spent a lot of time in this area of the state without me. So, I don't think you've been to any of these. But so I want to tell you about my day trip, because again, I haven't done that because I was saving it for this.
All ears.
But I went to, the reason for the day trip was to get up to Merrick State Park for the new state park series we're doing over on Instagram. And honestly, babe, I had such low expectations for this state park because I had never heard anybody talk about it.
Sure.
Before this, have you ever heard of Merrick State Park?
No, is it like Man Mound Park?
No, it's not.
Like your expectations of it, like, oh, is this just gonna be a picnic table?
I really just didn't know what to expect, but like looking at the map, I could tell there wasn't a ton of trails. Mm-hmm. So that kind of turned me off. But I was like, okay, we're going to go. We have to go to them all. So I get up there and I was kind of blown away. It's really nice. So the camping in the park is basically like there's so many waterfront places. Mm. Like so many, like there's an island that's a campground that's part of the state park.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. And then like the southern like campground is basically like all waterfront campsites, like beautiful views. Again, probably need to really cake on the bug spray and off, but like what a cool spot to camp. And how cool that you can camp on an island in
a
state park.
How many sites are on it?
I'm sure.
Like a bunch?
I felt like there was a lot. And then the north campground was basically all electric sites. So like I feel like your parents should definitely plan a trip camping up there. Like they're probably going to have to go during the week because, you know, it's hard to get those electric sites in the state park. It's hard to get them. But I think that they would love it. Again, there is beautiful trails, not a ton of trails, but there's also a nature center, like where you can do hands-on stuff. It's set in the summer, obviously closed during the winter. But they even had a pet picnic area, which is nice.
Is the campground pet friendly?
Yeah.
The campground. Like the island too?
Yes. So the campsites are dog friendly. Obviously, your dog has to be kept on a leash 8 feet or shorter. Like 8 feet is the max length of leash you can have your dog on.
When you're at the site, they still have to be on an 8 foot leash.
Yeah. But so campgrounds are dog friendly. All of the trails are dog friendly. The only thing is like the picnic areas, only one of them is dog friendly.
Sure.
So like that to keep in mind. But these trails, like again, not a lot of trails, like only like a little over 3 miles total of trail, but they allow you to walk like on a little mini bluff and look like along the backwaters of the Mississippi.
Nice.
Then there's multiple sets of staircases where you can walk down to water level, and they have like these big viewing platforms, which I'm sure is probably super nice, like in the summer. I don't know. And then there was like one that was like beachy that we kind of just like walked down there and it was like sandy. We got to walk out, but it would be a fun place just to like hang out.
Sure.
So
a cooler or something.
And yeah. And then
a couple lawn chairs.
They also have like lots of canoe launches or like boat launches, I guess, in general. But there's like a canoe or paddle, like self-guided tour. Like they have like a trail recommended for you in the water to paddle.
Oh, like buoy, like follow the buoys.
Yeah. So I thought that was really cool. So if you like to paddle, canoe, kayak, whatever, that would be a really good destination for you as well.
Nice.
So I thought that was cool. So they might not have a ton of hiking trails, but they have water trails, which is kind of fun.
Oh yeah, that's pretty different.
Yeah, I think you would really like this one. Like I said, I think your parents should try to go here this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But I love going up to this area because when you drive north of La Crosse, like when you're driving towards La Crosse, you know how you like look and you see all those bluffs?
Yeah.
And it just like looks like mountains. Like it really shows you how diverse Wisconsin is.
Yeah, kind of like where we live.
Yeah, but I don't ever get to drive in from above. Like,
yeah.
Like where you get that view like that, like that landscape view. So I was just like, God, I love it here. And then I got to drive on the Great River Road, basically from Trempealeau up to Fountain City.
Sure.
And I love the Great River Road. It's so beautiful. If you're not familiar, the Great River Road basically follows Wisconsin's west coast, and it's like a rustic road drive along the Mississippi River with lots of like viewpoints and pull-offs and waysides, and it's lovely. I just love that. So that was nice. And then I passed on the way there Castle Rock Sourdough, which is like a tiny little, like bakery, but it's like a tiny little like roadside stand.
Mm-hmm.
And like I'm talking tiny. But she's like super well known for her sourdough bread. And I only have this on the list because I saw it. But she's currently going under remodel. So I didn't get to buy bread because I would have brought it home for you.
Sure.
But she's remodeling her bakery and then she sells it at like a little roadside stand. And I picked it up on that trip that I'm talking about with like the rock in the house.
Sure.
So I got to try it then and it was good. But I would highly recommend Castle Rock Sourdough. Again, tiny little spot. You'll see the sign from the road to get some bread.
Yeah.
But after my hike, we had lunch at the legendary Monarch Public House. And this restaurant opened in 1894. Yeah. So the Wisconsin Historic Society has deemed them the state's oldest continually serving establishment. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. That's a fun fact.
That is a fun fact. So that's going to be my fountains, other both Fountain City, I guess. But I, so always respect the rules on if it, like how dog friendly a place is. Your dog is not the exception to the rule, no matter how much you love them. Follow the rules that are in place. Normally, dogs are not allowed in restaurants. This place allows you. I don't know if they have a different rules in Fountain City. I'm not sure.
They're the oldest place. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe they're grandfathered in. But I ordered at the bar and just told him like I would take it to go because I had my dog in the car. Because the deck, they have a beautiful deck that's covered in like Mrs. like river views that you can normally sit at. Obviously, it wasn't open for the season yet as it's not even April.
Sure.
So I just ordered at the bar and was going to take it to go. But I wanted to like have a food recommendation in the area. So I wanted to try somewhere. And obviously, the history of this place drew me there. He was like, oh, no, your dog can come inside. And I was like, just like in the restaurant? And he was like, yes. So I ate inside the restaurant with Liney. She just sat there. She did was intimidated by their dog statue. They had a statue of the dog.
Oh, yeah. That snap you sent me.
Yeah. And again, I don't think I'm above the rules. He definitely invited us in. And then the owner had a beagle who was off leash when I was leaving. So maybe because he brings his dog in, he lets other people bring their dogs in.
Sure.
But yeah, just a heads up there. Follow the rules. Ask before you just walk into the restaurant with their dog because maybe it was because it was a slow off-season day.
Sure.
But I really had, like, so it's an Irish pub.
Mm.
And everything was like, they had like shepherd's pie, like hearty menu foods that everything like looked really good. But you know, I went with the fish fry. And it was like fish and chips. And they even served it with malt vinegar, which I thought was cool.
Nice.
Really good fish fry. I would definitely get it again. But again, hearty food. Like everything on that menu was hearty.
Sure.
And then places in Fountain City that I want to go to but haven't been to yet. The first one is Lily Pad. It's at the Golden Frog there. It's a sister restaurant in town. But they built like a newer outdoor-based like big deck seasonal restaurant. Like outdoor kids area and then like big deck. That's like up high to get river views,
okay.
Which looked beautiful. And I would like to try that too. And again, newer, but they're supposed to have really good pizza that was recommended to me. The pizza was. So definitely would like to go back for that. Additionally, in this area is Kinstone. This might be like if you know thing, but it's like this place you can hike and walk, but it's supposed to be like a spiritual experience because they have all these like rocks. Kind of like Stonehenge that are like perfectly placed in a circle.
Sure.
They're like, it's like that, but it's here in Wisconsin. Gotcha. So there is a fee to go walking here, but it's supposed to be pretty incredible. Haley went. It's been on my list for like lots of years, but I've never made it up there. And like they're only open, I want to say it's like Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Sure.
But something to think about if you're into natural vibes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that was like my day trip in that area, but then I got in the car and went more places. Do you want to hear about that too?
If you would like to share, I'm all ears.
Okay, so after we left Fountain City and had our lunch at the public house, we drove back to La Crosse, and I stopped in La Crosse to check out 608 Brewing. There were like so many people who recommended it to us as like a really dog-friendly spot. So I messaged them to make sure that dogs would go inside. They were like, yes, but they do have a cute little patio, which I didn't know. I couldn't tell from like the Google review pictures. But little cute patio, and then dogs are allowed in the tap room. Liney was a hit, obviously, star of the show, superstar. Great sours. I really wish I didn't have to drive because I would have had a second beer. But they let you sample them.
Sure.
So they had one that was like coconut and pretty different. Not my favorite, but like could appreciate the change up, you know? And then I got a really good like passion fruit sour and like sat and hung out, and Liney got lots of attention and was the goodest girl in all the world. And yeah, highly recommend 608 Brewing if you're in La Crosse and want to visit somewhere with your dog. Additionally, after that, we drove further south, right outside of Camp Douglas, to check out another state park. This is Mill Bluff State Park, and weird spot. Like, I didn't really know what to expect because it's so small, like when you look up the map online. And they have a big picnic and swimming area, not dog friendly. Signs everywhere. Sure. Your dog's not welcome on the beach area, yeah. Which is fine. Like, again, my dog's not the exception to the rules. I can eat somewhere else. No big deal. There is a campground, but like the swimming beach area is like this tiny pond. It's like right on the road, like the road, then pond. And like, it's like a drop off. So they're not like the same level, but it's just like a weird vibes. Like if you're sitting there look on the beach, looking out at the water, you're like staring at the road.
Sure.
It's kind of weird. And it's like the pond is like sank down, but it is just like a weird setup, I felt. And then I also just found it weird that there no part of that picnic space, which was quite large, could you sit with your dog?
Sure.
Again, I don't make the rules, but that was interesting. So the only part we really did like get to experience is we on the opposite side of the street. So there's like also a road in the middle of this. It's like state park. So the swimming area's on one side and then you cross the road and then there's this little trail. And the nature trail is not dog friendly, but you can take your dog up the bluff. So you can go up Mill Bluff and you're going to hike like 250 stairs. And they're like stone stairs, also like Devil's Lake.
Super uneven.
Yeah, super uneven, covered in pine needles.
Hell yeah.
Also, it snowed on Friday.
Nice and slippery.
And I was there on Saturday. So it was like, I was worried about falling. Liney was an angel, and actually, I was very surprised that she didn't pull me up or down the stairs.
Sure.
So that was not that she's a bad dog, but she definitely doesn't love stairs herself. So, sure. But that was, then we got up there. There's like a tiny little trail at the top, like a small little loop. And it's like fenced in at the top, so people can't exit the bluff from that way. But then you like get up there, and there's like signs explaining the history. And, like, that part of Wisconsin used to be a glacial lake, so it was underwater. And, like, the top of that bluff that you're standing on was an island.
Sure.
So it's kind of crazy to, like, look down and see how much water there
right.
used to be.
Yeah, that always blows me away.
And then the view, like you see I-90, but then there's, like, other bluffs out there. And they, like, tell you the name of them on a panoramic sign. And, like, that those used to be islands, too. So, like, that's kind of interesting. And, it like, the view was beautiful, and I think it's cool, but like I would not recommend taking a day trip to this state park. Like, this is just like a you're getting off on 90 to stretch your legs state park.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I'm gonna go camping here, you know. Like, I would highly recommend Merrick for camping, but you know, I think this is just like, oh, I need to stretch my legs
if you're in the area and you need to like waste an hour.
I don't even know if I need an hour.
Sure.
Like, I mean, you're gonna climb those stairs, you're gonna appreciate the view, walk the tiny little loop at the top, walk back down the stairs, get in your car, and leave.
Sure.
Especially if you have a dog, because you can't picnic or swim. So, but yeah, that was my day.
Well, sounds like an action-packed, exciting day.
Then we got Culver's Sunday. I got a sundae. She got whipped cream on the way home.
Hell yeah.
It was beautiful.
That is beautiful. Well, guys, we appreciate you sitting and listening to our stories and listening to our recommendations for the Trempealeau and Fountain City area. As always, we like to connect with you guys as well. So hit us up on Instagram or any socials with the hashtag on the road with TWC. We want to see where you've been going. We want to see where we should go. We want to see you at places that we have been that we recommended. So use the hashtag on the road with TWC and show us where you guys have been and where you think we should go on our next adventure.
Yeah, let us know where we should go next.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you very much for riding along.
We'll see you next time.